What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Thursday, September 8th, 2016. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today, and I'm sorry to report the toll-free number is still down. At this point, RBN is looking at going with an alternative system other than Vonage, and just do a web search. Vonage sucks, and you will see how this company has really lost their reputation for any kind of service and support. And really, it shows how bad things are coming in this country when even large companies are just saying, oh, to heck with the customers. Once we get their money, that's all that we really care about. So if you want to call into the show, the numbers are 512-716-1603. 512-716-1883 and 512-716-1897. Mike is sitting in our control room, twiddling the dials, and ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Couple of quick program notes. The Lady Claire will be joining us in hour number three of our program tomorrow. Next week on Tuesday, Don Wiskin of Extendovite will be spending some more time with us to talk about his fine product, which really does work. I take it myself here. And we've got some other guests coming up here. We're nailing down the days, but we're going to start getting some more on-air guests here because I know you're all sick and tired of just hearing my voice about all this stuff. So let's get into the news today. Hillary Clinton, after 287 days, finally held a press conference, if you can actually call it that. It was very heavily controlled, heavily staged. She issued a statement and then took only six questions, all of which were softballs, and all of which were questions that Hillary wanted to be asked, like, do you think you're treated differently because you're a woman? And then she walks out, and that's it. But the big news coming out of that press conference is a photograph shows her clearly wearing a radio earpiece. So it wasn't Hillary Clinton answering those questions. It was somebody backstage with a microphone feeding her things to say. She's a complete fraud and a facade. And that came on out there. And of course, the Hillary Clinton campaign is out there saying, oh, no, that's ridiculous. Hillary would never use an earpiece, and that's just silly. Actually, it's a throat lozenge in case she gets another one of those coughing fits that you're not supposed to pay any attention to. And she'll just whip that little lozenge out of her ear and shove it down her throat and just proceed with doing Hillary's important business. And point, the hills are alive with the smell of bovine poo. Because already WikiLeaks has come out with emails revealing that Hillary Clinton has been using a radio earpiece since 2009. That's why she's afraid of a real debate with Donald Trump. She can't think for herself anymore. Remember that rally she was at, and there was a ruckus, and she froze. And this big guy gets up behind her and says, you're okay, keep talking. All right, we're going to grab a phone call. Ed in Michigan, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. How's it going?
Well, except for a bad head cold, I'm doing okay.
Okay. Now, I had to be in court 2 days ago, and the lawyer sent me a bill for $900, and I responded with a claim that he was trespassing on my property and attempting to administrate my property without my consent. And that if he didn't stop
Wait a minute, we don't have the context of that. You were in court and you availed yourself of the services of a lawyer?
No, I'm perfectly competent to handle my own legal affairs.
Well, why is this lawyer thinking that you owe him money?
It was for an ambulance bill where I was a passenger in a vehicle, and the girl, you know, wrecked into a telephone pole. It was my car with no insurance, and I was trying to get the car back. In other words, I was trying to get my car back from the girl. I didn't want her to have it, and I was in the car at the time.
Okay, well, it sounds to me, first of all, that this is not the kind of show that offers legal advice, and I think you need to avail yourself of your local legal aid society in order to sort this mess out. But it's how you tell your story is very, very confusing. You say a lawyer's presented you with a bill, then you say the bill actually comes from an ambulance company, and I think you need to sort of simplify and have a précis as to what's going on and why you don't think that you owe this bill, which is really what it comes down to, is a dispute over the bill. So thank you very much for the phone call, and we're going to let you go and get on back to the pressing issues of the day here. Now, Julian Assange has gone out blasting Hillary Clinton and the liberal press for this habit they have gotten into of claiming all of her critics are agents of Russia. They're all Russians. Everybody who loves her is an American, and everybody who doubts she could be president, you must be a Russian agent. And it really is a little bit silly. Now, we're going to take a moment here to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining our network at this time, and we're talking obviously about politics. We're talking about Hillary Clinton is clearly in a defensive mode in regard to her campaign, and she's out there just saying that anybody who's talking about her scandals is a Russian agent. Anybody who mentions Vince Foster, you're a Russian agent. Everybody who mentions Benghazi, you're a Russian agent. And it's really absurd on the face of it, but they really don't have anything else to work with at this moment. The reality is Hillary Clinton came into this election season with more baggage than Kim Kardashian on a photo shoot tour, and they don't know how to get rid of it. And I guess these political analysts and PR specialists and the rest, they're still used to a world where if they have enough money, they can put enough commercials on TV and they can mesmerize the American people and make them forget all about the reasons they have to vote against their candidate. That world doesn't work anymore. It doesn't exist anymore. And this idea that they're trying to literally go back to the 1950s, you know, with red baiting. Oh, if you're opposed to Hillary Clinton, you're a Russian agent. That's absurd. It's questionable whether that obvious stunt would have worked even in the 1950s and 1960s, but it certainly is not going to work here in the 21st century. It just doesn't work. Now, we've had a story that came out of governmentslaves.info pointing out, and we mentioned this the other day ourselves, claims that the Kremlin is meddling in the U.S. elections makes a good cover for massive vote rigging. Anybody finds any vote rigging in the November election, oh, it must be the Russians. It's the Russians doing it. Couldn't be anybody else. Really, were the Russians doing all that rigging during the primaries? No, it was Hillary's people. We got them on video. It was Debbie Wasserman Schultz. She had to step down from her job over that. And there are lawsuits throughout the court systems in several states, including one class action lawsuit, that the election rigging going on during the primaries was domestic in origin. And remember, those electronic voting machines are not plugged into the internet. They operate on these memory cards that are hand carried, possibly substituted, from the polling places to the central tabulation facility. Russia can't get at that because they're over in Russia. But they're pushing this very hard to try and have a handy cover. Ballots missing over here? Had to be Russia. Voters' registrations vanished mysteriously? Oh, it was Russia. Just take our word for it. It was Russia. In the most extreme, what they could do is try and invalidate a Donald Trump win by saying, oh, obviously Russia rigged the election. We'll just nullify this one and we'll have another election to replace it in, oh, maybe 10, 15, 20 years. Now, Assange is out there saying that there will be a new batch of Clinton emails next week. And I'm sure that over in Hillary's campaign headquarters, they're already sweating bullets, because there can't be anything good. We're in these final weeks leading up to the election, and anybody who's got really damaging dirt on Hillary, now is when they're going to release it. Now, the current emails that have already come out, Judge Napolitano has looked at it and said very clearly the case can be made that there has been obstruction of justice, because the evidence that Hillary committed these crimes is there, and somebody ordered FBI Director James Comey to ignore the evidence and say we're not pressing charges. I don't think Comey would have done that on his own, because it is so obvious and heavy-handed, and it's provoked a huge backlash. It's destroyed what little remained of the reputation of the FBI. And Napolitano says it had to be the White House. And that is obstruction of justice. And that is an impeachable offense. So, Congress, do your job. Yes, he's only there for another 4 months. But if you want to be reelected, it's time to actually show the American people that you're going to do your constitutional duty. Now, the Hillary Clinton campaign is out there literally threatening the corporate media not to go anywhere near the issue of Hillary Clinton's health. We know that a lot of the pro-Hillary media institutions like Huffington Post have started terminating contributors or writers who are talking about Hillary's health. We're seeing Greta Van Susteren got let go from Fox. Dr. Drew lost his show. And the official story is, oh, well, we were already thinking of letting them go here. It's just a coincidence they were let go right after talking about Hillary's health. There's nothing there. So only the tinfoil hat wearing wingnut kook conspiracy wackos would even think there's a connection between these. And my mailbox has been filled up with all this junk email about Hillary's health is fine. You should be looking at Donald Trump. Donald Trump is clearly showing signs of serious mental illness. This is Hillary's campaign in their little game of projection. Whatever Hillary Clinton is suspected of being or doing, they immediately throw it onto Donald Trump. No, no, no. It's not we who are corrupt. It's Donald Trump. It's not Hillary who's mentally ill. It's Donald Trump. And I don't know who her chief campaign strategist is, but they're not very good when they're behaving this obviously and predictably. So Hillary is effectively out there saying that she has two words for anybody who mentions her health issues. Vince Foster. Now, a lot of people were on Donald Trump regarding this Trump University. And some of the financial issues it got into. But the corporate media is giving a clean pass on Bill Clinton, who was the honorary chancellor at Laureate International Universities, the world's largest for-profit college conglomerate. And Bill Clinton was paid nearly $18 million by Laureate International Universities. At the same time, its affiliated nonprofit was receiving millions of dollars in grants from Hillary Clinton's State Department. There's the financial link for the corruption. But no, we've got to report that Donald Trump said something absurd again today, because that's the job of the prostitutes and the correspondents. We're not here to actually tell you the news. If you want the news, go over to the independent media. No, wait, I shouldn't have said that. Our ad revenues are down. But that is the attitude. I mean, they're not even trying to hide the fact that they're biased in favor of Hillary. They're openly saying, yeah, we've got an opinion. We're going to force it on you. Now, traditionally, newspapers, TV news shows, confined their own opinion to the format of an editorial. When you opened up a newspaper or you watched a TV news show, it was news, 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 facts, 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 and then there would be an editorial. This is what we think. Today, it's all editorial. It's all their bias and opinion out there, trying to convince you that Hillary Clinton should be in the White House and Donald Trump is a danger to the existence of planet Earth. They're out there just trying to portray Donald Trump as this huge, huge threat. Now they're kicking up a big stink over whether or not he supported the Iraq War. It doesn't really make any difference. Back when the Iraq War was starting up, Donald Trump wasn't in the government. It wasn't up to him. The question is, who supported the Iraq War, who was in a position to have an influence, such as Hillary Clinton, as a senator? Now, the Democrats are still trying to deal with the FBI data dump regarding Hillary's email server. And one of her talking points was that Colin Powell told her it was okay to use a private email server for state business. And apparently, Democratic Representative Elijah Cummings released a copy of an email exchange between Hillary Clinton and Colin Powell, attempting to bolster the story that Hillary was only doing what Colin Powell told her it was okay to do. Colin Powell made me do it, Mommy. It wasn't my idea. It was all Colin's fault. He said it would be okay. But the reality is, if you read this email chain, that's not what Colin Powell said. What he said was, yeah, it's possible. You can bypass the state servers. And then he went on to say, there are dangers to that. You're risking national security. And so this release of this email chain by Elijah Cummings actually documents and confirms Hillary Clinton was aware of the lack of security and the real danger involved in using a private email server. Now, yesterday, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump squared off over there at NBC News, and originally they were trying to claim it was a debate, and it wasn't, because at no time did Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton actually debate each other. It was a forum where one at a time, Donald Trump and then Hillary Clinton got up there and answered questions at this forum. And even without the advantage of being able to show that Hillary cannot think on her own feet, Donald Trump walked away with it. The polls are showing, as of the last time I checked, 69% of the viewers thought Donald Trump won, 27% thought Hillary Clinton had won. Now, NBC came out with another poll. Donald Trump is leading Hillary Clinton by 19% with veterans and military voters. And meanwhile, the corporate media is still out there trying to find some way they can claim Hillary's out there. They're oversampling Democrats. Now they're oversampling blacks and women. And they're literally trying to cherry pick the people they're talking to get the results they want. And they're still coming up short. I got an email solicitation from MoveOn.org saying, Hillary's lead is shrinking. We must do something. What are you willing to do about this? Applaud. And then I asked them to cancel my subscription, because I'd never actually signed up for MoveOn.org. They just grabbed my address and put it in there. All right, let's grab a phone call. Kyle in Pennsylvania. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Oh, first of all, that forum last night was the biggest farce I've ever seen, and Donald Trump still absolutely walked away with it. As far as that earpiece shenanigans go, going back and watching segments of that forum, you can clearly see that when Clinton is asked a question, she repeats the question a lot, which is buying herself time, and she's getting fed information via that earpiece. Furthermore, if you look at the way Matt Lauer, who is a firm donator and a big part of the Clinton Foundation, I think it's almost safe to say, I mean, he was pretty vicious on her at some point. She might be losing the mainstream media in many terms. They might be seeing that her ship is sinking, her campaign is going down in flames. They might be able to read the writing on the wall and are jumping ship from her. If that is the case, forget about it. She's cooked and she's done.
Well, I think it's more a case of the corporate media looking at their audience demographics, looking at the public reaction to them here on the independent media, and realizing that they are shredding what little remains of their credibility with the American people by continuing to support Hillary's totally absurd and pathetic explanations about all of her scandals here. Right now, only 6% of the American people think the corporate media has any credibility at all. You can't run a news network on numbers like that. And so I think it's more a case of self-preservation. They're realizing that Hillary Clinton has become an albatross around all their necks, and they got to do something about it. Or by the start of next year, the corporate media will be the fringe, and the independent media will be seen as the mainstream. I think it already is. But
the best thing Clinton could do at this point is, stay away from any sort of.
Okay, we got to put you on hold. Got to put you on hold. Got a commercial coming up. Stay on the line. I'll come right back to you.
You, your
husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Uncertainty has become the talking point when it comes to financial markets. One thing is becoming certain: safe haven assets. Hard assets are now becoming the choice of informed investors. The most recognized and valued hard asset is gold. The highest performing asset this year is gold. Trust gold to protect and grow your IRA or 401k. Central banks and billionaires are doing the same thing. Choose a more stable asset that has tremendous upside potential. As these uncertain times threaten the markets, your decision to reduce your exposure to these markets before further negative effects to your portfolio would be well timed. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to transfer your existing IRA into an actual physical gold and silver IRA. American Bullion is the pioneer of gold IRAs. They handle all the details for you. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to get prepared. Start protecting and growing your IRA and 401k before the next crash. American Bullion, 1-800-GOLD-IRA.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at angioprim.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're going to go back to Kyle in Pennsylvania. Can you just sort of pick up where you left off?
I think Kyle, that the big thing is, you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, the big thing that shocked me is that Donald Trump is not beating Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton is beating Hillary Clinton. And the fact that she is not following the blueprint that Obama set with his original election, not embracing any of this internet, you know, sort of Periscope and web seminar format, not reaching out on any sort of viable social network in any meaningful way, she is her own worst enemy. And if Donald Trump can just not have any gigantic faux pas, I think Clinton is in a self-destruct mode, and she's her own worst enemy at this point.
Well, at this point, the whole Democratic Party is self-destructing by having her as the candidate, not as bad as the Libertarian Party just did, and we'll get into that in a little bit. But I don't think it's a case of Hillary Clinton not knowing to go into the internet. It's Hillary Clinton's campaign realizing that the internet is definitely enemy country as far as Hillary Clinton is concerned. When Obama was running, first of all, Hillary was having to deal with her scandal accumulation even back then, but it wasn't as bad as it is today. And Obama found that the internet and the independent media was friendly territory. Okay, but Hillary knows that the internet and the independent media is not friendly territory. They can't put anything up that allows comments, or she's savage. And she has a very large online digital team. I had a reason to go looking through her campaign staff, and she's got a lot of people working on internet outreach and IT tech. She's got a lot of people writing software for her, mostly, I think, for offensive purposes. But she can't find a base anywhere with the internet, because people on the internet, people who are reading the independent media, know what Hillary Clinton really is, and there's no way she can win them over. So it's really a case of it isn't that Hillary doesn't understand that would be a good place to go. It's that she realizes for her it's quicksand.
Well, and I think that Obama's biggest asset in his original election was he was not a long-term politician that had a long history of, you know, scandal, corruption, things of that nature.
I agree.
Where you couldn't pick a candidate that has more skeletons in her closet than Hillary. And, I mean, Trump, you know, he's been around in the public eye for a long time, but not really in a political sense. So I think he's getting that same boost that Obama had in his. It's amazing how the tables have sort of turned in this election.
Well, not really, because Obama was presented as an outsider, even though he'd been in the Senate. But Donald Trump really is an outsider, and that is his advantage. He comes out of the world of business where if you don't keep your promises, you do not survive. And that stands in sharp contrast with the world of professional politics, where everybody lies about everything from the moment they wake up to the moment they go to bed. And the American people are picking up on that. And they may not agree with everything Donald Trump says, but they understand that they're hearing what Donald Trump really thinks, not just something that a focus group said you want to say to this particular group at this particular time.
I think that to that fact, Hillary's comment on the Federal Reserve about no president or no presidential candidate should be commenting at all on the Federal Reserve just shows a dramatic lack of awareness of where the population's view and concern and viewpoint is on certain subjects.
Well, Hillary Clinton is showing her masters that she continues to be their bought and paid for slave. I had another word I was going to put in there, but I don't want to risk the license of our on-air affiliates here. And the reason she went after him is because Donald Trump is saying that Ron Paul was right. It's time for a full, complete audit of the Federal Reserve to find out how much wealth this privately owned central bank has made off the backs of the American people over these last 100 years. And it's going to be a huge number.
And as you say that, it dawns on me that that's who Clinton is really running her campaign for. She's running it for her, the big money, the Wall Street, the historical.
Look at how much money they've given her. Yeah, Wall Street's been her biggest supporter. The Federal Reserve, I mean, yeah, they're just pouring on in. Goldman Sachs is already telling their staff they're not allowed to donate to Trump because it will create the wrong impression, but go ahead and donate to Hillary Clinton all you want. All right, listen, Kyle, got to let you go. Got to take another commercial. Got another person waiting on the phones. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, and we're going to go right back to the phones. Mo in Florida, aloha. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hello, Michael. How you doing?
Doing okay.
Good, good. I rely on you for honest information. You may not be right, but you're honest, and you're mostly right. My question is this. I have two questions, A and B, if you'll indulge me. First of all, you know, this earpiece that everybody's talking about with Hillary, We know the capuchin monkey Bush had one with his little backpack, and everybody kind of knew it. Now, my first question is, you know, I don't know what kind of megahertz those things use. I think it's a wide spectrum, but can't those things be hacked? And if that was hacked, that would be the end for Hillary. Can you imagine? So my question to you is, it does look like, I believe she does have an earpiece. You know, they just push her out there like, you know, Weekend at Bernie's, whatever.
Yeah, and, Weekend at Hillary's.
Yeah, Weekend at Hillary's. And, you're a very technical guy. I mean, you know, what would it take for someone to, they can do Stuxnet, they can hack anything. Why, how come you couldn't, dial the frequencies and zero in on what they're talking about?
Well, there are a couple of reasons why that might not be easy. And when you remember how much money Hillary Clinton's campaign has, they can afford the very, very best. When I was a kid, you could listen to any radio frequency you wanted to, and a lot of people were into scanners. But actually back in, I think, 1980s, somewhere around there, the U.S. government passed laws that actually made it a crime to listen to certain reserved frequency bands having to do with the military, the Secret Service. So now when you get a scanner, you will see that it is not continuous from 30 megahertz all the way up to, 2.5 gigahertz. Well, you can buy them in other countries. You just can't buy them here in the United States of America. So it could very well be that Hillary's earpiece is from a company that has a license to operate on some of these frequencies that are outside the scanner. It is entirely possible that some form of very basic encryption is being used, or even just compression. And it could even, in theory, be frequency agile, which means it's just jumping all over the place to avoid interception. Obviously, the campaign wants to keep this secret. They're denying that Hillary was using an earpiece, even though WikiLeaks says they have emails showing she's been doing this since 2009.
Well, you know, just the very thought that somebody could be monitoring that earpiece, wouldn't that just shake the, you know, what's left of her, where she's kind of worried about, somebody hacking into it? Wouldn't that just, just the very thought of it. If I was on, I think it would freak anybody.
Up until yesterday, Hillary was convinced nobody even knew it was out there, and they wouldn't be looking the frequency. But now they got to be thinking about, taking steps to prevent interception. As far as I know, it's a one-way device only from her handlers into her ear. So it's not transmitting, and so it can have a very small battery and last a really long time. But these systems are out there. They're used by motion picture crews to deal with actors who haven't learned their lines, to cue people on live TV, Broadway stage, and so forth. These devices are actually very, very common, but it's one of those little technologies the entertainment and media industry hope that you're unaware of, because it harms the image of the star that's out there. But they are out there, and I would expect that Hillary's people have bought the very best, the most secure, and what I'm hearing from this story is that for some reason the NYPD knew about this, and it may be because some of the frequencies that her earpiece is using impinge on the New York City police bands, which if they're using a trunked system, that could cause some confusion.
Remember, I got a Part B question, a different subject, but...
All right,
Can you imagine if Trump just... one of the debates said, hey, can I see if you have an earpiece?
Somebody already proposed that after they're out there for the debates, that they go on up and they just shine a little flashlight in the ear and make sure that there are no aides, because the whole point of a debate is to see Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump arguing with each other, not Donald Trump arguing with a room full of Hillary advisors backstage. And, of course, Hillary would never go for that. In fact, Hillary is trying to turn all of the presidential debates into this forum format in order to avoid an open exchange with Donald Trump, because she knows Donald would eat her alive in an actual open extemporaneous discussion.
Yeah, they're going to try to trip him up on they did with that goofball Johnson. I say goofball because I thought it was a goofball from day one. When they asked him where Aleppo was, and he thought it was he didn't know what the heck they were talking about.
Well, Gary did that to himself. That wasn't a setup. In fact, looking at the face of the newscaster who was interviewing him, he was stunned.
Yeah,
he was
just
absolutely not expecting that.
That's true. Okay, Part B, and I don't want to stay in line too long, but I'm not been on enough cruises. I don't go on any cruises anymore, but my wife gets seasick, actually. But, you get 20, 30 people on a cruise, you go for free, and you can... have everything you want. I think it would just be a great idea for you and Claire. You could get 40, 50 people to sign up for a cruise, and I think it would be awesome.
It would certainly be a romantic idea, but I mean, the cost of cruise tickets now is just crazy. We have one domestic cruise line that sails the Hawaiian Islands, and you can, rather than do the whole week-long tour of the islands, you can get on at one island, get off at the other, and Claire and I were looking at that as something to possibly do on our upcoming anniversary, but the cost is just, it's staggering.
No. What I'm saying, if you get 20 to 30 people, you go free.
Yeah, but I got to find 20 to 30 people who've got that kind of money. And all the rich people are over supporting Hillary Clinton, and Rivero's Rangers, by and large, tend to be, you know, they're how do I put this delicately? They're economically challenged, and I recognize that. That's why I hate asking for donations. You know, when we get short, I'm terrible at asking for money. That's why I could never be a politician.
Well, I know a lot of people love your show that I know, and so, gosh, I mean, I know six or seven people listen to your show, and that's, so I don't know.
That many? I got seven people.
Yeah, but I don't have that many friends, Michael.
Okay.
All right, well, that was just a suggestion. I think you'd do it easy, but okay.
All right.
Take care. Appreciate you taking my call.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Ralph in New York City. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. How you doing? I have to ask a hypothetical question.
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
What would urban gentrification would be like under a Donald Trump administration?
I think that Donald Trump's top priority, and even Denzel Washington has broken ranks with Hollywood liberals to stand with Trump on this, it's going to be to bring back the jobs, bring back the manufacturing. And I think if people are making decent wages and salaries, they're going to tend to want to fix up their own homes. There doesn't have to be an outside program of gentrification. People want to live in good neighborhoods. And, you know, if they've got the extra money, they're going to get the tools to do their yards and keep the house maintained. When you talk about all these places that are suffering from urban blight, that's an artifact of the poverty these people are living in, because they've got just enough money for the rent, just enough money for the food and clothes, and that's it. They don't have anything left over. You know, I think the vast majority of people want to fix up their homes. They want to live in a pretty place, because that's their public face to the neighborhood. And I think if we get the high-paying jobs back, the gentrification is going to take care of itself.
If you have all these developers in the inner cities that want to push minorities out of the inner cities, like New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, want to put big high-rises and condos and waterfront properties, and they want to push certain classes of people out, and it's really basically ethnic cleansing racism. And I think there's going to be uprisings in the inner cities over this. You know, mayors like the Brown.
Okay, I misunderstood. I misunderstood what you meant by gentrification, and so I gave you an inappropriate answer. Unfortunately, this idea that as wealth becomes concentrated, they have more and more power to displace other people, it's hardly a new situation. Here in Hawaii, it's reached the point where the wealthy people coming over from the mainland are buying up all the properties and the expensive homes, and the people who've lived here for generations can't afford to stay here anymore. We're actually in a negative population growth right now. We're in a decline. More people are leaving Hawaii than are moving here, and still the rents keep going up. And it just doesn't make any sense. Okay, this is a really bad phone connection here. So if you don't mind, I'm going to let you go because I'm having a real hard time understanding you. And we're going to switch over to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Yeah, I know you're not on to the economy segment yet, partially
yes.
Maybe, but I wanted to talk about Hanjin with the 85 ships still sitting out on sea.
Oh, and man, what, $14 billion worth of inventory sitting out there?
$15 billion worth of inventory sitting in limbo. People
if some of it's foodstuffs, it's all going to be rotted here. I wonder if the iPhone 7s are sitting on those ships, and that's why Apple won't release the pre-order numbers.
Like, how does that work now with who controls, like, the shipping company was paid already? Or
well,
not yet?
The shipping company would have issued a bill. I don't know exactly how they would have done that. But at this point, with Hanjin shut down, Hanjin is in breach of contract to transport these goods from point A to point B in exchange for however much money. So they're going to be sued out of existence, and they're going into bankruptcy anyway, so it almost doesn't matter. The problem
somebody's
is...
somebody's got to get those people off the ships, though. I mean, they should have continued on the voyage to finish what they started, you know?
Oh, they're not just sitting in the middle of the ocean. They're not sitting in the middle of the ocean. They've put into the nearest port, and at that point, they're not allowed to be moved any longer because they're technically under legal seizure by the authorities that are dealing with the bankruptcy. But where this is going to cause a problem is those companies that were selling these exports, they're not going to get their money. They don't know if they got paid up front. Okay, if they were going to get paid on the back end, they're in trouble. Certainly all these retail outlets that were importing these goods, they may have paid for them up front, but the real problem is the shelves in the stores are going to start getting really, really empty. Now, here in Hawaii, the vast majority of our shipping is done by the Matson Company. Matson is a ship's captain who bought literally the first cargo ship to service the Hawaiian Islands. It was a gigantic four-masted sailing ship, and basically Matson company has enjoyed a monopoly here in Hawaii. But when they bring stuff that's coming over from the U.S. mainland, from Seattle, San Francisco, and Los Angeles, a lot of what they're bringing us is cross-loaded from those Hanjin ships. And so we may be looking at a real serious disruption of the supply chain to our state, to the West Coast, to the western part of Canada. This is a real crank in the system that may accelerate a crash.
And I want to switch gears real quick and talk about what is exactly quantum entanglement radar? Because that's what the Chinese, I believe that satellite that they launched not too long ago, the quantum radar satellite or something, they picks up stealth aircraft, but we also know low-band radar picks up stealth aircraft.
Yeah, I have not read up on that satellite. But I do know a lot of the ballyhoo about quantum is very much overstated. They oversold quantum computing. The few existing quantum computers out there are actually performing at the same rates as silicon-based technology. It's just a buzzword that's out there. I know that quantum encryption is proving to be very difficult, actually impossible to eavesdrop on because it changes the quantum state. As far as quantum entanglement radar, I'm going to have to really look at that one. Quantum entanglement was the idea that two separate atoms are entangled at the quantum level so that when one atom is affected, it changes the state of the remote one. Which sounds counterintuitive, but that's actually been demonstrated. There's some very weird experiments in quantum theory that have been done that show there's something else going on out there. And if I had time and money, I'd play with that, but I don't. But I'll look into that radar. I think my impression on the story I read was the radar itself was more conventional, and they were attempting to use quantum encryption to get the data back down to Earth without it being intercepted.
Yeah, it's way above my pay grade.
Yeah.
All right, thanks a lot, Mike.
Okay, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch to Dave in Florida. Aloha, Dave. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Long-time listener. I listened to you since 2008. This is the first time I've ever talked to you. I try to donate as much as possible, but enough kissing your butt. On Hillary's earpiece.
That's my wife's job.
Yes, yes, if you can get her to do it. Usually it's the other way around. But anyways...
Which is also fun.
Yes, okay. Anyways, do you remember James Randi?
Oh, yeah.
I remember on Johnny Carson, I remember I was a youngster then. I mean, I must have been probably 12, 13, and that's what really fascinated about these debunking people and all this stuff and how... He actually went in with that one televangelist who's still around doing the same garbage today, and intercepted His receiving, I don't know, some coaching from his wife from the back, because he was one of these people that could figure out what was wrong with you. Oh, faith healer, that's the term. Actually, he was very successful in doing it, and I mean, you can find that clip on YouTube still. And
I knew James Randi from the Magic Castle, and what James Randi was doing was basically a repeat of what Harry Houdini had done, because yes. Following the death of Houdini's mother, he fell victim to all the spirit mediums of the day, and spent a fortune trying to connect with his mother in the afterlife, and he finally came to the realization they were all frauds.
Yes.
And so, like the woman scorned, he just launched on them all, and almost single-handedly shut the business down. And yeah, Randy's doing the same thing. See, for a professional magician, you know, we stand up there and we say, we're going to trick you. We're going to all have fun. We're going to trick you. Randy's issue is with people who are using magic tricks and trying to convince the audience that it's real. Like,
and I think he had $1 million check or something to prove anything of any paranormal or
I gotta
like
let you go.
Mike, I love you, man.
All right, we'll be back after these commercials.
Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago, when I started taking ProtoVite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points, and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, ProtoVite, for giving my life back.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die.
desert tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And I think I have this set up a little too high on the volume. There we go. Pardon my breathing heavy. I had to dash outside during the commercial break. Okay, let's take a phone call from Dave in Florida. Aloha, Dave. Welcome to the show. What's on? Oh, I know. We talked to Dave. Tim in Texas. Aloha. Hey. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How are you doing today? I wanted to talk to you about, what is your opinion on how do you think they're going to get rid of the nickel or change it into a token? Since the nickel is the last refuge of actual real money we have left to actually save in circulation.
Well, I think the real push is away from actual physical currency and into all electronic. And that's kind of necessary because when this negative interest rate thing really gets going, it's only a matter of time before people realize the smart thing to do is pull their money out of the banks. And we're already seeing that happen in Europe. And here in the United States, we posted an article to the front of whatreallyhappened.com pointing out that negative interest rates are actually illegal. Because
Go on, Mike. I'm sorry.
You're supposed to be paid interest for the use of your money. And therefore, negative interest rates, there's no consideration, and it's considered a sham transaction.
So then what is stop? See, that's what I'm saying. You know, if the nickel's the last refuge of, you know, what I think of real money, what actually is real money, what is people stopping? You know, if they're understanding, if anybody understands negative interest rates and fiat currency, what's making them stop? You know, like, I'm just not going to put it in fiat. I'm going to put it in gold, silver, or just take it. And getting, you know, nickels or, you know, just, you know, in the sense of, like, basically, because the way I'm looking at it, what, in 1920, $20 of nickels would get you a $20 gold piece. So were they wrong to value the $20 worth of nickels the same as that $20, that $20 gold piece, or are we wrong? You see what I'm trying to say?
Well, the problem is the value, the relative value of the metals changes over time. And ever since the ending of the gold standard, the value of gold as denominated in U.S. dollars has just gone right through the roof. And they have re-engineered our coinage to try and have it match the decline in value of the dollar. Because prior to 1964, when you were holding a U.S. quarter, you were holding 25 cents worth of silver. The original theory of money in this country was it was the coinage. And the coins, the metal in the coin was the money. The paper certificates that were issued by the government were claim checks for convenience only. And you could walk into any bank with a silver certificate or in the very early days a gold certificate and give them that paper and they would give you the physical metal. Under the Federal Reserve, they've basically made the piece of paper the money, and that means they can play all the games they want with it. All right,
I wanted to finish one more point.
All right, stay on the line. Stay on the line. We'll bring you back after station identification.
My name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system, The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.